I have two children involved, as you said, in the Demos project, Florian, who is 10, and Amelie, who is 8 years old. And Florian is playing violoncelle, and Amelie viola.
Is this the first time for them to play a musical instrument?
It is, yes, it is, yeah. They touch the drums at home, you know, they would touch the piano at home, but they never took a course of any music instrument, so it is the first time, yes.
And how are they responding?
Great, yeah, they are loving it. At the beginning they were a little bit disappointed that they were in the group where there are strings, because it would be maybe not the instruments that would be appealing to them. So my son is very into drums, my daughter wanted to do maybe clarinet or something like that, but they couldn't really choose. But now they love the instrument they love the group. Sometimes they are tired from all the repetition, but overall they really have a good feeling from it.
Do you feel that they're improving musically?
They are definitely improving musically.
And do they bring their work home with them?
They do. Sometimes they don't do the work that they would be doing in demos. They are playing with their instruments, they are just inventing things, but I think it's good as well.
And you're a very committed parent, because you're here every time there's a tutti, every time there's a rehearsal, because the parents are involved in this as well, aren't they?
Yes, the parents are involved. The parents can, those parents who have chosen to sing, to accompany the children for the song Belle qui tient ma vie, just come and rehearse with the children this song. We have different voices than the children, so at the end, in the concert, we will be singing with them our voices. We have the two lower voices, the children have the two higher voices of the song.
You're actually rehearsing for the show that's going to come to Rostrana
in June. Yes.
And how are the rehearsals going?
They are doing well. There are still things to improve. There are still lyrics for me personally to learn. It's hard for me because French is not my first language, and it's also not a modern French. It's a old French, so certain words are pronounced differently. I guess it's for the children it's the same. I guess from my point of view, I have to work on my pronunciation and the lyrics.
Well, you speak French. You speak very good English, but you're not from around
Britain,
are you?
No, I'm from the Czech Republic. I was born in Prague.
And you've been in Brittany how long?
It will be 5 years now.
That's really good. Thank you very much, Barbara.
Thank you very much, Robert. Okay.
Jasmine, isn't it?
Yes.
Tell me, how old are you, Jasmine?
7.
Yes. And you're soon going to be?
8.
In June?
June the 5th. June.
Okay. And what instrument are you playing?
Violin.
Violin. Wow. Was that difficult?
No.
Had you played it before?
I have actually got two of them for the moment.
You've got two?
Yeah, because I inherited my big stepbrother's one from Bristol.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow, you lucky person.
Yes, he played it when he was at my age.
So tell me, are you very excited about doing this?
Yes.
Do you get nervous?
No.
Not at all? Not even a little bit?
No.
Well, that's very, very good. I can see your friends are gathering here.
Yeah.
Because they're curious. So, Jasmine, well, are you looking forward to the performance next month?
Oh, it's next month.
Is it next month? There's a performance, I think, in Rostrana.
Yes, all me and my mum know is that it's in Rostrana.
Okay.
And there's two of them in the same day.
Right, that's going to be a lot of work for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you have to practice very hard, do you?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Jasmine. Lovely to talk to you. Tell me anything else.
But I don't actually have time to do it because I live next to my granddad. Yeah, I just wanted to continue my family's tradition because my great granddad did violin too.
That's brilliant. So he's inspired you. Well, not me personally, but it's a family thing.
Yeah.
And in your family. Well done you. I wish you the very, very best of luck.